emergency episode of Radio Detox to answer my thoughts on the Live Nation Ticketmaster thing. Flip on Twitter asked, what are my thoughts? I cannot encapsulate that in a tweet. So then I did like a 10-minute TikTok. Oh yeah, I'm on the Evil Empire TikTok, right? So we did that. So I thought, well, let's expand on my tirade, my TikTok tirade today about the Live Nation Ticketmaster case, which is not done yet. Okay. And if you're coming here for like the legal lowdown, that is not me. I'm not following this like a reporter. You're not going to get that today. I did go on the TikTok tirade, which TLDR is, I'm not impressed. Like, I'm happy that this has happened. This is right. But if you're waiting for big daddy government and the AGs and your senator, your politicians, if you're waiting for the system, if you're waiting for the American legal system to fix this shit, first of all, wake up. Second of all, that's your first wake up call. The second wake up call is the only way to fix this, in my humble opinion, is to do what we've been doing for a couple years. My friends, colleagues, and I have been building an alternative system. Okay. So the purpose of the legal case is to break up this big corporate monopoly that has happened, right? This is not how things should work. That's like a whole, I mean, to bitch about that and focus on the problem is a whole rabbit hole that you can go down. Plenty of people have talked about that. Today, for my purposes, I want to tell you the only way to fix this is to use technology, because this innovation, we've built this shit already. So the innovation is the way to fix this problem. Happy that we're forcing monopolies to break up. Maybe we'll all get $38 in a class action lawsuit like we did with Facebook. That's not going to repair, in my opinion, years of damage. I remember what this was like in the time before. I remember camping out in a physical location to buy Tori Amos concert tickets in the 90s. And they probably cost $20, $40. I don't even remember, which was a lot of money to me back then, but there weren't the junk fees. And I was going to a local business to buy the ticket, because local businesses, we didn't have the internet, right? You had to go to a local business, you know, like your local record store or some other business. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. It was 30 years ago I was doing this. And I don't even remember the business I used to go to purchase my concert tickets in person, because there was no other option. You know those virtual lines you get into when you go to buy tickets to something? Yeah, we had real IRL lines to stand in or sit in with a camping chair or sleep in with our sleeping bag. Okay? That's what it used to be a real music fan. And that's the proof of work that has been taken out of being a music fan, first of all. We have been working, my friends and colleagues and I, we have been working. And today I am funded to do this. From Soapbox, my main employer, we are funded through AOS and other stuff, right? So we're obviously the opposite of big tech. We're essentially a nonprofit getting paid by a nonprofit. So I'm funded to do this work. And that is the most transparent, simple way I can explain it. And so we're doing it. We're not giving up. I am bullish. I am emboldened by the Live Nation Ticketmaster case. This is great. Yes, you know, let's applaud it. They deserve it. I don't know that they'll really get what they deserve. And I don't know that consumers will really get what we deserve either. I don't know that musicians will get what musicians deserve. And I don't think fans are going to get what fans deserve. And here's the kicker is that we can fix this. Where was the innovation these days? Like, where's the innovation in America? Where is it? We're doing it. Okay. It's open source. It's tiny tech, not big tech, tiny tech. We have been working to make a way for independent artists to make it. We're not going to do it for you. We don't have a, you know, system of marketing and do this to beat the algo. No, no, Fluffy. We're done with that. We're moving on. We're moving on from the web 2.0 and the social media of like, do the dumb dance on TikTok and you'll get followers. No, let's be genuine and authentic. Let's not make musicians work harder. Let's you can work smarter. And I'm not asking you to give up your TikTok. If you like it, do you like it? Does anybody like it? I don't like it. There is a way to augment the system that you're already ensconced in to the point that I know you can't leave, right? You're invested in it. You're stuck with, I don't know, DistroKid, Spotify, whatever. You're stuck with whatever you're hooked into. You're stuck with where you've built the audience. There, if you go start over somewhere, there's no network effect. You know, you've worked really hard to get the amount of followers you have on whatever social media you have. It's probably Instagram, right? That seems to be where everybody is. So not to preach on the tech, because I don't think that works. The idea here is that we've put music onto a Bitcoin standard. Okay. This is the way to fix things. I'm not going to fix the music system with it. Like, I'm not going to fix the big tech, big corporate music system with it. We're just making an alternative route where music's on a Bitcoin standard, which means people can send peer-to-peer payments. You like the music, you pay the artist directly. The money is Bitcoin. It goes directly from you, the fan, to the artist. You, the artist, you receive Bitcoin in a wallet and you do whatever the fuck you want with it. You split it with the band, your producer, your mom, who can, you do whatever you want with it. You have the power again, whereas waiting for the government to fix the thing for you, waiting for the corporations to fix the thing for you, that's not going to work. Okay, we can fix it for you right now with the technology that we've been working on for the last couple of years. Bitcoin Lightning Network, Nostr Protocol. This is the nerdy stuff, the technical jargon that I don't really want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the fact that when you put something on a Bitcoin standard, it does fix it, right? You fix the money with Bitcoin. You fix the music with Bitcoin. I'm trying to fix yoga with Bitcoin and with the set of values that Bitcoin is, which is to empower you, to make you independent. I don't want to use words like sovereign or freedom because people... Those are accurate, right? But the younger generation who need this the most are so ensconced in identity politics. They're not going to listen to this shit if we start talking about sovereignty and freedom. Let's just talk about this in the most basic terms, okay? This is where we're going with what's happened with Live Nation and Ticketmaster. If we want to really free the music for artists and fans, we've got to take it upon ourselves to use the available technology to help each other build community around music. So we've got to start going to small shows again. We've got to start patronizing small independent artists again. You know, and it's not like we're not in a system anymore where we go out and buy the CD, right? Maybe you can buy a digital download. Maybe you can support on geyser.fund. Maybe you buy some merch at a tent. Maybe you buy the concert ticket. And I've had this happen where I buy the concert ticket and then I have to get through the Ticketmaster app on my phone and a little part of my soul dies because I've got to touch Ticketmaster. And it's like, how do we take our power back from this? Well, nobody's going to do it for you. Okay, nobody's coming to save you. If you know me at all, everything comes down to this. You are the architect of your own destiny, nobody else. Nobody's coming to save you. Big tech is not going to save you. The big corporation's not going to save you. I know this. I worked for them. You know, I worked for JCore, Clear Channel, iHeart, ABC, CBS, Entercom, Bonneville, you name it. I worked for all of these media companies over the years. They don't want you to have a piece of the pie. You already know this. I'm preaching to the choir. So I'm asking for you to participate. I'm asking you to start asking questions. Ask questions of me. I'm here for it. Ask yourself how you can better consume music. Okay. And I'm not asking you to give up the big concerts and the big name and the big arena shows. Yes, they're fucking Ticketmaster. I would like to go to some of those too. But I also want to correct the ecosystem, because this is going to die if we don't correct the ecosystem by lifting up independent artists, by being better fans, by going to independent shows, by somehow finding a way to pay for independent music. It doesn't have to be 100% Bitcoin, by the way. Like, you can go to local shows and buy merch at the local merch tent, at the local show, and you're supporting the local venue, the local bar, the local artist, the person who serves the drinks at the bar. You're supporting all that when you do that. And that can be done in dollars. It can also be done in Bitcoin if the bar is enterprising enough and forward, having that forward thinking to say, yeah, I can install, you know, some form of Bitcoin payment, whether it's through Square, whether it's through a node, you know, to take Bitcoin payments. Or just wallet to wallet. I don't care. You will find a way if you want to do that. There are options. Okay. And yes, this all requires a little bit of effort, a little bit of education. I'm here for it. This is what Radio Detox is all about. I do Radio Detox to give the artists the microphone to talk about the behind the scenes issues, to talk about how they're making their music, what it costs, how they spend their time, how they don't want to spend their time. They don't want to spend it on fucking TikTok. Not one artist in the last couple of years of doing this has told me, oh yeah, I love social media. I love all the extra time I have to spend on social media so that I got to pimp myself on TikTok. Fuck that, right? So we're kind of fixing all of this at once, which is, it's too much to talk about at once. So I'm going to start with what's good is that, yes, There's a legal decision. That's good. It's not going to fix anything. Okay. We human beings who love music, we are going to fix this. The rails are built. The technology exists. The technology is there. With the vibe coding of the last year helping us move this faster than we could have 2 years ago, I think we're ready. It's not perfect. I'm going to call everything still kind of beta, but we're here and we're ready. And things are so much better than they were 2 years ago on a technological standpoint. And what remains to be fixed is, first of all, we need more fans. You know, join ditto.pub. Because that is a place where you can't be censored, where you're not going to be fed ads. Yes, it is my company's product, and you know we don't make any money off of it. We made this for the world, right? So get on ditto.pub, start getting familiar with Noster, whether you're a fan or whether you're an artist, right? And start using uncensorable tech, okay? Yeah, there's no network effect. If you've got thousands of traditional social media followers, you know, you can start building on Noster. It doesn't have to be an intense thing, but it's there for you as a backup for when the traditional platforms deplatform you, censor you, ban you, shadow ban you, just all of that. And then you're like, oh, well, what happens if I get banned off of YouTube? What happens if I get banned off of Twitter? Where do I go? Ditto.pub. Okay. It has video, it has short form video, so it can replace YouTube Shorts. It can replace TikTok. Okay. If you like Instagram, it does that. It has photos. Like you can post whatever you want. Get on ditto.pub, pimp your music, pimp your music taste. If you're not a musician, get on here, get on there with me. Hit me up, share music with me. I want to know what music you like. I want new music all the time. I defy the odds. My demographic allegedly doesn't like new music. We don't like to go out at night. Bullshit, bullshit. I want new music. I want to go to the club. I'm old and sober and I'm still going to go to the club and have a fucking mocktail and see an indie band play. That's going to be a good time for me. So get on there, share your music passion, your music taste, perform, post a video. If you're a musician, if you're a fan, get on there and talk about the music you love. Like, this is what we have to do. We have to create this ecosystem. And then if you find music on there that you love, you can send money to the musician directly. Nobody's going to take a cut. No Stripe, no banks, no sending a payment and hoping and waiting it will fucking show up someday so that they can buy food. Like, it's just directly like send as much or as little as you want, as often as you want, create a monthly budget. There are no subscriptions. There are no ads. If you can only afford to pay $5, $10, $20 a month to support independent musicians who post their stuff on ditto.pub, then do that. Send that amount to a Bitcoin and Lightning wallet every month on a certain day. Then you have your monthly Zap budget and you can send that money to whoever you feel like on ditto.pub. Okay, this is probably a lot of information. This is probably a lot of info dump. And so it would be helpful if you comment somehow, whether you want to pay to comment or not is up to you. I don't care if you send me any sats or whatever for this episode. What I do care though is hit me up somewhere with a response to this. Like, what are you talking about? What is a Zap? What is a ditto.pub? Well, it's our app. It's in all of the app stores now. And when you want to send some money, which is Bitcoin, over the Bitcoin Lightning Network to an artist, that's a Zap, right? So if you need to learn about basics like that, great. And if you're a Bitcoiner and you already know these things, why aren't you having a presence on Noster? I want to know, because I clearly have a developer team behind me who I can say, hey, people are telling me that they don't like this or they don't understand this and they need this to be easier. I can go to the developers and say, hey, here's where there's friction. Can we make this part easier for people? Okay, because here's where we're at. We're doing this ourselves. We're fixing this ourselves. We did not ask for permission. We did not ask the government to save us. We didn't want big daddy government to come govern the corporations harder and forbid them to keep taking advantage of us. Let's build an alternative system that's ethical, that's moral, that's financially sound, that actually rewards artists and fans for their participation. And if you're a Bitcoiner and you already understand sats and you already understand zaps and the Bitcoin Lightning Network, get in here and start supporting music, because that's going to do a lot more than court cases about Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Like, it's so, yes, it's so hard to get away from them. They have their tentacles and everything. So yes, it is good that this monopoly is eventually at some point going to be punished and or fail, right? Will they really fail? Will they really fail? No, but we will succeed because nothing is holding us back. We don't have to ask for permission. We've just built this. So what have we been doing for the last 2 years to build this? First of all, everything's open source, which is a nerd word. If you don't know or care about open source software, first of all, know that it's free. Second of all, know that it's open. Everybody can use it, build on it. You can donate to the developers if you want. Like, we're grant funded, you know, like, so, you know, we're not rich. We don't really have a plan to make money off of this. Maybe we'll find a way to make a couple bucks here and there to augment our grant funding, you know, and live the American dream, right? Which is to be a company that innovates something that solves a problem to fix something that we see in the world that's a huge problem. And that's this, you know, wouldn't you love as an independent artist to play your original music that you poured heart and soul recording time into? Wouldn't you love to be paid to play that music? You know, and I bring up Sarah Jade, who played Culture Shock for us here in Phoenix more than 2 years ago now. And she made $700 for playing about 30 minutes of original music here in Phoenix. We did not have a huge crowd. I think we had scarcely 24 people in a warehouse to watch her performance. The money came from us in the building, yes, but it also came from people online watching on Toonster. Like, that exists. Zapstream exists. All of this stuff works. Like, when we put a live stream online using Noster, that live stream goes to every Noster app that does live streaming. That means Ditto.pub, which is ours at Soapbox. That means Noster, N-O-S-T-U-R, which is another Noster app. That means Primal, the Noster app Primal. That means, what did I forget? Oh, Fountain, obviously. The Fountain app has live streaming. I was showing people this last night at a Bitcoin gathering, like, which is another thing I realized. Not even the most hardcore Bitcoin maxis have an awareness that this music system that we have created over the last couple of years exists. So you need to get familiar with the apps. There's the Fountain app, which is where I host Radio Detox. There is, you know, Pod Home, which I've also used to host Radio Detox. I forget how many places I've basically wanted to try out all the different apps that allow this level of freedom and independence, right? So you can also download Wavelake, W-A-V-L-A-K-E. Wavelake has independent music that you can pay the artists in Bitcoin. So, you know, so does Fountain, so do all the Noster apps. So we've created a system that, well, yes, some of these apps in the Noster ecosystem, like Domus and Primal, some of these apps have maybe some VC funding. It's not much. It's certainly nowhere near what, like, Facebook or had back in the day. Like, you know, I would love for these companies to have tons of money and grow into household names, but they're not. And that's not even the point right now. The point is that we have innovated something amazing with this technology to where you can, like when Joe Martin, who I love, when he plays a show on the other side of the world and I can't get to London to see his shows, I can watch them on a live streaming app that uses Noster that is enabled to allow me to pay him money over the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Okay, I can't get a ticket to a show in London. I'm in freaking Phoenix, Arizona. I can't get there in time. But I can watch online and I can send him 10 bucks, 20 bucks, whatever I feel like sending him, because his music to me is amazing. I love him as a singer-songwriter. I would go see him anywhere physically I possibly could. And I did get to see him in Nashville in October, which is great. I know, very fortunate to have had that experience, to watch him play in Nashville and be 20 feet away from him and hear his voice in the room. It was phenomenal. And it's an experience I won't ever forget. And we have to preserve these experiences, these live music experiences where we get to be in the same room as an artist, whether we're in a show in a room that has 30 seats or 3,000 seats. Like, that's where we're at. We can't lose that. And we can't depend on the government to fix it for us. We can't depend on the legal system to hand us small rooms where we can see artists. Okay. So we have to show up to these shows in person when we can. And we need to show up and watch these shows online on Toonster, on, you know, I think Pod Home has the live feature too, on Fountain, anything that can live stream. And yeah, I'm going to get away from things like, what has Twitch ever done for me or other creators? Not very much. What has Patreon done for me or other creators? Not very much. It's censored, Patreon specifically, censored people who wanted to send payments to Ukraine when that war started. And I don't care what you think about one war or another war, one way or another. That's not okay for payments to be censored. Like, financial censorship is not okay. Platforms censoring you is not okay. I don't care what your opinion is. It probably would offends me, right? But it's your right to say it. And that belongs to you. And we don't need to get into a world where a platform says Heather or so-and-so's opinions are misinformation. Let people share their opinions. Let other people have the wisdom and discernment to do their own research and see if it's correct or not, or if they agree or not. Or if you disagree, respectfully, scroll on or fight with them, whatever. That's your right too. But what we're doing fixes all these problems. We can fix the big tech problem. We can fix the monopoly problem. We can fix the independent music, you know, suffering to death problem. We can fix so many things. We can fix the deplatforming. We can fix the censorship with the technology that we have, with Noster, with RSS, which are the geek terms. I don't really, like, you don't need to understand how these things work. Just get the app. The app is what makes it possible for you to fix the music industry, for you to participate in the alternative system. You just need the app. Which app is up to you. That's the power of the openness here, is that you don't have to have an allegiance to Ditto.pub or the Fountain app or any app. Use what works for you. Use what Bitcoin wallet works for you. You know, for example, I was showing somebody how I zap last night, how I can zap a song in Wavelake with my Cash App wallet. And you can use that wallet for nothing but zapping music artists if you want. Okay, so all of this to say, the system exists. We built it. It's imperfect. We want feedback. And I want to onboard more musicians to Ditto.pub, where you can build an audience. You're not building on anybody's backyard. We don't have control over your account, so don't fuck up your login. I can't get it back for you. That's how independent you get to be. I will not see your information. You will not have an account. You don't have to verify your ID. We don't need your fucking ID. You don't have to pay us, or you don't have to pay anybody in any of these apps to be seen. You know, I have to pay for Twitter to be seen, to have anybody interact with you. You don't have to do that with any Noster app that I've mentioned. Okay, so that's one good thing. There's no algorithms. So you can be the cream that rises to the top. Nothing is post pinning you down, right? So like another thing is, when I say that I want to onboard musicians to Ditto.pub so that you can post your content there and build your community there, I want to onboard you. I want to help you. I want to answer your questions. I want to hold your hand. I want you to get mad at me and give me feedback that something doesn't work, and lay it on me. Tell me when stuff doesn't work. Tell me when it can be better. Tell me if you don't like the design. Like, we can fix this. We're open. We're open source. We're open to feedback. We're open for business. Although it's really not a business. We're not making money. We're enabling the community to create community. We're enabling artists to make money where banks and Stripe, not taking a cut. Okay. Are you paying a monthly fee for a financial product? Like, are you paying like the SoFi bank, for example? Like, you get more features if you pay a monthly SoFi fee. Banks have always charged us too. To use your money, you pay a fee for an account. That's so stupid. They all do it. Okay. It's big business. Everyone wants your money. Oh, we don't, you know, we don't have a way to monetize Ditto right now. We just don't. And like, I would love for us to come up with something someday so that like, we don't have to depend on grant funding. But for right now, we depend on grant funding. For us to get to a place where we could make money off of Ditto, like, this idea would have to be so popular, and it's not, because we don't have a big tech setup to put out like all of these, like the big companies that you've heard of in this space. You've heard of them because there's a ton of marketing money to pay for ads and pay for big media exposure. Like, TechCrunch doesn't care about us. Rolling Stone doesn't care about us. Like, I'd love for that to change. Don't get me wrong, but right now, this is such a grassroots revolutionary movement where we're just like, let's we can't fix, we can't heal the music industry. It is what it is. It's out for blood. It's out for money. It always has been. I got into it in the late 90s and it's just gotten worse. It's just gotten so much more unshittified and it doesn't support the artists. Like, shout out to my friends in Wichita, my old station, Power 93.5, Cadence and Carla. They're vocal music on the air. And I have friends in the industry, Bruce, love you, Bruce, and Randy. I love you too, Randy. But I love you guys, but radio's got to serve a local audience. And, you know, so few stations are playing the local music. You know, Power 93.5 Wichita is playing local rappers, and it is getting them attention and getting them heard further outside of Wichita. And that's great. And if those rappers can adopt this system, and which is not like this open source software system where they can put their music online and their fans can pay them in Bitcoin, like, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. You're still going to have the old system, right? You're still going to have DistroKid. You're still going to have Spotify. You're still going to have all that shit. But I guarantee over time, you're going to have a better experience and several of your fans when you take out all of the middlemen. And over time, you've got fans that are going to come to Ditto Pub to hear more than just your music, because there's going to be more music coming into the ecosystem, more people who actually care about changing this. And if you're a Bitcoiner and you're aware of the Lightning Network, I'm not asking you to spend tons and tons of sats. Like, your 21 sat zap to a song on Fountain makes a difference. If enough people get involved, and I see it going this way, it's going to, in the long run, be about volume. And so when an artist gets a million spins on an open source app like Fountain or Wavelake, it's actually going to make a fucking difference. Okay. It doesn't make any difference if you get a million spins on Apple Music. We don't even get a fucking Christmas card for that. Okay. Like, it doesn't make a difference. I think things that need to go along with the monopolies are like the charts, because the charts come from radio spins. Does anybody listen to the radio? Like, Billboard is dead, right? Monopolies are dead. We don't want these things. We don't like Ticketmaster. We don't like Live Nation. They have their tentacles and everything, and there's control, but there's also the cost that has been passed to the consumer. And that makes it harder for the artist. So if we want to fix all of that, let's lean into this experience. If you're a Bitcoiner, stop making excuses, start participating in the parallel system. And again, I'm not asking you to give up anything. You can still listen to the Beatles on Apple Music or Spotify, but let's just be honest here and recognize that the Beatles on Spotify, good for them. Taylor Swift on Apple Music or Spotify, like, good for her. No independent artist in your town, in your community who patronizes your business is coming close. So it's not just about the tech. We don't want to get lost in tech jargon. We want to support our community, support your local community. You know, you can easily bring this to your local venue. You can easily use this with your local artists. If you're a fan and you want to send your favorite artist some Bitcoin because you're a Bitcoiner, let them know. Send them some Bitcoin. They may not give a shit about it. They may not be into Bitcoin at all because there's a lot of FUD and stigma around Bitcoin. But if you send it to them, like I've seen this happen with people, or send somebody $50 of Bitcoin and they don't give a shit about it. But if they check that account a couple of years later and that $50 turns into $200 or more, that's a good experience. That's a good orange pilling experience to get people into Bitcoin. So there's a lot of routes you can take here. If you're passionate about Bitcoin adoption, this is for you. If you're passionate about the music industry not being able to take advantage of artists, this is for you. If you're an artist who's tired of earning jack shit off of Spotify and you're putting amazing original music up there, this is for you. If you're an artist who's doing lives on TikTok and you don't even get 1,000 views on a video and you can hardly get 20 people to attend your live, and you're just like, if people are just spending whatever the in-app currency is to put little emoji cartoon characters on top of your head, like, if you're doing that, this is the same idea, except instead of in-app currency on TikTok, you just get Bitcoin straight to your wallet, no middleman. The money goes from the fan to you, and you can play your own music. You don't have to take requests and play other people's music. Maybe you want to do that. Maybe you want the piano bar feeling. I don't know. Maybe that works for you, but this is new. So I'm not going to make any guarantees. And where I said there's no algorithms and no ads, like I cannot guarantee you're going to make X amount of money. I can't guarantee that you're going to like beat our system. You know what I mean? Like if I were onboarding you to Instagram, for example, I would have to teach you how to beat our system, how to win the algorithm, how to not be shadow banned, da 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 da. Like we don't have this in Noster. Like you just show up and people are going to like your music or they're not going to like your music, right? We had a guy, Matthias McIntyre, who plays classical music, and he went on a thing last summer where for like every day in August, he posted video on Noster of him just performing his music and talking about his music. And he would post these really cool videos where he'd just be like playing the violin out by a creek, like out in nature. We all loved it. We all zapped him. He got to like 400 followers really quick. Followers are not the point on Noster or any social media app in 2026. But the point is he started growing his audience his way and earning money directly from brand new fans on Noster. And everyone's using their Noster app of choice. Everybody's using their Bitcoin wallet of choice. It works. It's interoperable. He's able to grow. He's able to get feedback. He's able to talk to people who are fans of his music. And that's the experience I want you to have instead of having to jump through hoops on all of the big tech platforms that are so popular because they're constantly marketed to you. I wish I could employ that kind of marketing team with that kind of marketing budget. That would be great. But also that's not who I am. I'm for grassroots, DIY. We're doing the most punk rock thing out there, going undetected, building. that's the good thing about not getting publicity. We're undetected. We're so fucking independent that we are completely undetected by the larger music industry. And that's great. You know, may we be so large someday that everybody's making money off the 1,000 true fans model and some big name media outlet finally gives a shit about what we've been doing since, you know, 2024 for me, 2023 for a lot of others. I've been talking for 35 minutes. Because this is clearly something I'm passionate about. So if you tuned in this long, that's great. It exists. The way to finally fix this exists. And it's just not coming from the government stomping on monopolies, which is great. They deserve that. But please recognize the hard work of the people who have created the ecosystem. Developers have worked on this stuff for years, often with no pay. Often wondering if more grant funding would come in. We all do this out of passion. We used our own money to put on shows, to travel, to go to different cities, to travel around the world, to put on shows, to create the software, We had jobs when we started doing this too. And we were doing this on the side, getting up early on a Saturday morning, taking the 4 a.m. flight, whatever we had to do to make this idea work. While literally nobody cared about what the nerds were doing. Like there is passion here in this community. Tap into this. I met somebody at a gathering last night who said, I really want to build on Noster. I want people to be able to send Bitcoin to videos. I'm like, dude, this exists. Come join us. Come build with us. You know, this exists. And yes, you can build your own version and you can build on what we've already built and you can make it better. And everybody wins when we do this. We are a rising tide that is lifting all boats. And it's still very personal. The reason why we're doing this is because we want this to be in the world. We want our kids to have this. We want you to have this. This is independence. This is permissionless. This is not waiting for a government court case to end. This is not waiting for the government to tell corporations, no, you can't. This is you saying, I don't give a shit about what fucking Live Nation does because I'm going to do this shit my way. And yeah, I'm still going to listen to the Beatles on Apple Music, but I'm also going to listen to Joe Martin on Fountain. Or I'm going to listen to Heather's Radio Detox to see what the new artist in the Valueverse is. I want to see what's new. I want to see what Heather's up to. I want to see what her tirade of the day is. And maybe I will comment on her podcast or I will follow her YouTube channel for Radio Detox or, you know, whatever. This stuff is what works. This is just us creating the community that we want to see. We're creating the music universe that we want to see. And it's on a Bitcoin standard and it works. And we've been doing it for a couple years and it's going to keep working and it's going to keep growing and it's going to keep getting better. And that's because of you coming to participate in this with us. So If you've listened this far, you actually give a shit and you're actually probably going to do this. Ask me questions. Hit me up. Noster, Twitter, wherever you can find me. I'm pretty easy to find. And we're ready. We're ready for this thing to keep going. Like we've put in a good 2 years of work, a good 2 years of trials and tribulations and mistakes and a lot of wins. So I'm bullish. The time is now. We're ready. Come see us in Vegas. We're going to do Nos Vegas. Tuesday the 28th, and that is 7 p.m. at We All Scream, 517 Fremont. Tickets are $21. We start at 7 p.m., and that first hour is going to be us nerds talking about nerd stuff. So I'm going to bring Sarah Jade on the stage, and we're going to talk about what she and other independent artists have done in San Diego, five of them who have their music in this system. They were all nominated for San Diego Music Awards this year, which is wonderful. And the proof is in the pudding, right? The proof of work. Like, they have great music. You can get their music on, you know, Fountain Wave, like Podcasting 2.0, etc. And the validation from their own community is that they're nominated for San Diego Music Awards. So Sarah and I are going to talk about that for a few minutes. And then we're going to talk about the importance of participating in the show. You can watch on Toonster and you can zap whether you're in the audience at We All Scream, or whether you're watching on Toonster. So that's the important step, is that we need Bitcoiners to actually show up and participate in this. We need your zaps. We need you to start representing the things that are good about Bitcoin. Download the apps, participate, get on Noster, zap, zap, zap. Okay. And if you have some recommendations on the language you use, whether Zap works, whether Boost works, in Valueverse, I hate the phrase Valueverse. We need something better, because Valueverse sounds like something at fucking Walmart. So come to the show, experience it in Vegas, participate, watch the talks, watch the artists play, Sarah Jade, Abel James, The High or Low, surprise guest. There's at least one surprise guest. And you know, meet other Bitcoiners, DJ Tatum Turnip on the ones and twos after all the bands play. It's a whole night, okay? So you can actually experience what it's like in person if you're in Vegas, or you can watch at Toonster.io if you're not in Vegas. Wherever you are in the world that has internet, you can watch us on Toonster.io, Fountain, all the aforementioned Noster apps, Ditto.pub has streaming. Like, everyone has streaming now because Noster is open source and interoperable. So it's kind of app agnostic. I recommend Ditto not just because my company made it, but because it does everything that you want to do. You know, it's got a music feed if you want a music feed. It's got a video feed. It's got the live streaming. Like, if you want it, it's there, it's built in. If you don't, you can just not opt into it. You can do a ton of things with Ditto. It's probably the best Noster app for that reason. But again, I'm biased because we made it at Soapbox. So I didn't make it. I'm not a developer, but I'm just here to, you know, talk about it and hopefully point some people to this whole thing, right? If you're truly a Bitcoiner, the Live Nation case doesn't mean shit. If you're truly a Bitcoiner, you will participate in this ecosystem that your fellow Bitcoiners have been building for years now. And it's called Noster. And it's called the Lightning Network. And I just talked about it for 42 minutes. So hit me up. I'm just getting started. There's much more to come.